public hearing on the proposed 2011 budget for public comment.
Victor Mendolia from the City of Hudson. I wanted to make a point about the sales tax issue, and I think that's appropriate at this point, right? I think that there are several real problems with the issue of reinstating the sales tax on clothing under $110. One is that the county is not going to be in sync with the state. We're currently collecting 4% sales tax for the state portion of the sales tax. The reintroduction of the county 4% would occur on March 1st. On April 1st, the state is eliminating the purchases, the sales tax on purchases under $55 on April 1st. So after April 1st, businesses will have to collect 4% on clothing purchases up to $55 and 8% above that. That's a real problem for business. They will increase costs for business to reprogram their software. It'll increase their costs for purchasing new cash registers and things like that. And certainly it also makes bookkeeping a nightmare, and it makes us uncompetitive on a county level, especially on the border towns. Food, drugs, and basic clothing are necessities. They're not luxuries, and that was why the exemption for low-priced clothing was put in place in the first place, because it's a necessity. Families with growing children are some of the most financially stressed people in this county. These are the people most affected and harmed by this tax increase. Let's be clear, this is indeed a tax increase. This budget is not a 0% increase budget. It's a 4% tax increase on the backs of our most vulnerable citizens, and it's a shell game, in my opinion. The board has failed to do is seriously look at increased efficiency and consolidation of services. The board chairman and others tout the fact that there have been no cuts in services, nor have there been any reductions in the county workforce. This is not something to be proud of. It's something to be ashamed of, frankly. Not a single job of the more than 1,000 county workers has been eliminated. But that would involve tough choices and chipping away at the fiefdoms that the Republican majority maintains for their families and connected friends. So in order to maintain the status quo, this board has chosen to balance the budget on the backs of the poor and the struggling middle class as they try to clothe, shelter, and feed their families in Columbia County. This tax increase is a travesty. It should be reversed, and those dollars replaced by cuts in spending and by the selling of the unnecessary and ill-conceived Aquamic property.
I'd like to read a statement and my comments for the record, if I could, please. My name is David Colby. I'm the president and CEO of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here today to tell you how local businesses feel about your repeal of the sales tax exemption. I won't go on at length about how local businesses are hurting and struggling to maintain their competitive edge. You no doubt have friends and family that work for businesses throughout the county. And I won't tell you how people are struggling, many trying to maintain an edge and not go on public assistance. I'm sure that you're very well aware of that as public officials. However, what I feel that I must tell you today is this. The repeal of the sales tax exemption on shoes and clothing discourages economic activity in Columbia County. It is bad for everyone who works, shops, and lives in Columbia County. Some elected officials say that a 4% county tax on shoes and clothing is no big deal, but the people that I have talked to say it's a very big deal. A 4% tax puts us at a competitive disadvantage to the county to our east, as well as the county to our west. I have heard loud and clear from our retail members. They say that their customers are feeling the economic pinch, and they will probably be forced to shop elsewhere for some of their items. 3 points from the resolution that you passed I'd like to speak to. First, it converts a percentage of a person's disposable income that could be used for purchasing into a tax. Second, it is not in sync with the state tax exemption plan, and instead it chooses to start on March 1st. And third, it does not provide a sunset or expiration date. While the new resolution that I'm told is going to be presented here tonight does address items 2 and 3, we still cannot support a resolution that we feel is harmful for business. I want to thank Chairman Brown for showing his concern and engaging with us on this issue, but we feel that the supervisors can do better. The Chamber of Commerce requests that you pass a budget with a true 0% tax levy. This means not taxing shoes and clothing up to $110 and keeping a 0% tax levy. Thank you for your consideration.
Good evening. My name is Michael Sullivan. I'm chairman of the board of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of the Chamber Board and Chamber membership. In our current economy, many, if not all, Columbia County businesses have had to be creative in finding ways to cut costs, reduce overhead, and remain competitive in a very difficult business environment. Our chamber members tell us that many of these are difficult decisions that are not easy to make. As if things aren't hard enough, it sometimes seems that government, New York State government in particular, is openly hostile towards business in the state. In Columbia County, it seems the government is not so much hostile as it is apathetic towards business, particularly small business. This is evidenced by several propositions that the Board of Supervisors have entertained or supported in the recent past, including tonight's consideration of the repeal of the sales tax exemption for clothing and shoes under $110. This attitude is ironic in both instances in that business ultimately generates all sources of revenue collected by government through various taxes, revenue that can be traced directly back to commerce and employment. Logic would suggest that government should support business as much as possible to ensure success and higher tax revenues. The elimination of the tax exemption on clothing and shoes takes away another advantage that our local retailers, many in our chamber membership, need to remain competitive as the competition in neighboring counties and states will continue to benefit from similar sales tax exemptions. Our Buy Local campaign loses some appeal if county government seemingly stacks the deck against our local retailers with the repeal of the sales tax exemption. Basically, an overnight price disadvantage, 4% price disadvantage. Budget decision making isn't easy, but the decision to repeal the sales tax exemption is the easy way out. It's the path of least resistance and an example of the apathy, real or imagined, that our county government has for small business. Furthermore, I'd like to think that there's too much intelligence, experience, and know-how in this room right now to settle on this repeal as a solution to our budget issues. And with that in mind, I respectfully challenge the Board of Supervisors, the Budget Officer, and County Controller to come up with a better solution that does not tax the sale of clothing and shoes up to $110 or increase property taxes. It's hard enough to stay in business. Government should help, not make it harder. I thank you for the opportunity tonight to speak on behalf of the Chamber Board and Chamber membership. I'd like to submit this as part of the public record tonight.
Thank you. Presented to us when it came up for a vote. And I think had those options been presented to the full board, decisions may have been made different at that time. And I just want to express my displeasure in how that was handled.